If you missed it yesterday, 396 people went into our Survivor Pool, brought to you by Ashley Home Store for week number three. Into week number four, just over 360. So if you're still in, make sure you get your picks in for week four in the NFL to win that $5,000 shopping spree to Ashley Home Store. We'll get to the NFL coming up, but man, it feels like a situation of survival in the Coastal this Friday night. When Duke travels to Blacksburg, it's Virginia Tech, it's Duke. John Laser, the voice of the Hokies, will have the call. And he joins us each and every week, brought to you by Cowan Gates, there for you in any case. And the case lays, it's still September. Hokies are just 0-1 in the ACC, but man, this sure has the feel of a must-win game on Friday night.
Yeah, it absolutely does for a variety of reasons. But first and foremost, because you did lose to Boston College and you cannot afford to go 0-2 right now, just the way that your schedule sets up going forward. You're looking at, if you lose the game Friday, coming off that loss and having to go to Miami, and that's certainly no small task, particularly if you have that confidence drain that would come with a poor showing on Friday night. So the coaches aren't going to call it a must win, people inside the program, but it absolutely is that, not only from your practical standpoint in terms of your intentions and goals for this year, but also for the perception of this program. They need something good to happen, and they need to have it happen in a hurry.
Yeah, and that's where I was going to go with this, because the old P word, perception, and I've talked many times on this show, I was talking about in the opening part of the show, perception isn't always reality. Reality always isn't perception. But this team tries to get away from the outside, and I admit I'm part of the outside, but there's the perception growing around this team, and it's not a good one that's growing. I don't know if you saw the ESPN power rankings. They had Virginia Tech number 13. We've talked about the fans leaving the other night, the boos the last game out. So, yeah, this is important on and off the field.
Without question. And perception, to your point, isn't always reality. And some of the perception in terms of where this program is are not, in fact, reality, being on the inside and being able to see that. But unfortunately, perception is reality when it comes to recruiting and when it comes to marketing and when it comes to interest and relevance in your program. So whether you like that or not, and when things are going well, you do love it because people pump you up and they do it on all platforms, including social media and everywhere else. And when you're not, it comes quickly. So you've got to nip it in the bud. Fortunately for the Hokies, they've got a national opportunity to do that on Friday night. Now, again, as I've said many times throughout the course of this week, margin for error is gone. All the waiting in terms of, we've got some time to prepare, we've got the bye week to get better, that's all gone. It's time to put it out there.
He's John Laser. He joins us each and every Wednesday, brought to you by Cowan Gates, and coverage beginning Friday night at 5:30 from Blacksburg. On the field, let's have you take both sides of this coin. Two fill-in-the-blank questions. After three games, I'm starting to feel better about. Let's answer that one first.
Starting to feel better about the defensive line, particularly if you're able to get Taiwan Garbutt back in the mix. And I think that in some capacity, you're optimistic that'll be the case, because I think you do like the development of some of the other guys. Emmanuel Belmar has definitely played at a higher level this year than he did last year. Eli Adams has hit the scene. Some of your younger defensive tackles, Narelle Pollard and Mario Kendricks, have been able to make an immediate impact. So I feel better in some ways about the defensive line, still worry about their ability to pressure with just four. But at the same time, after what we saw against Boston College, you certainly, after the injury to Garbutt, had more than reasons for concern. So that's one area of this team that I do feel better about. The defense as a whole, the way that Shamari Connor and some of the other younger players are developing in the second two levels around your more veteran guys like Reggie Floyd and Divine Diablo, has certainly been a good thing. And for the last couple of games, save for a drive or so, they've really dominated. And if you can play to that level on the defensive side of the ball, the thought was coming into the year that the offense was going to be able to carry the water.
Let's go to the other side of that then. After three games, I'm still very concerned about. Fire away.
The offensive line and their ability to get a push in the run game, but also in their ability against some of the better defensive lines that they'll see that they have not seen thus far this year, their ability to protect Ryan Willis and give him a clean pocket to throw from, because as we've seen, he needs that in order to distribute the football. And he is mobile, he is capable of doing some things with his legs, but you don't want him having to move the pocket and throw the football on the move. It's just not his strong suit. So identifying five, gaining some continuity, trying to do that in the heat of conference season, those are certainly all concerns right now.
Yeah, you and I talked about this on the Hokie Pod, that people don't usually think of Duke. They usually think of Duke and David Cutcliffe and quarterbacks, but you've done some digging here. They got a heck of an up front on that defensive line for Duke.
They do. It's a very veteran group, and you'll hear the name Edgar Serenord. He's a guy that was a fifth-year senior last year and was injured, unfortunately, was granted a sixth year. So he's back. He, you know, has a ton of career starts. They've got guys on the edge that can certainly get after the quarterback. I think that is a front that's capable of pressuring with four, which could prove problematic for the Hokies. This is a very solid Duke team, and Coach Fuente was quick to caution and say, look, we always say they're solid, we always say they're well coached, that's always true, but the talent level has risen through recruiting and some of their recent success. So this is also a team that's now athletic and doesn't have to trick you. They can line up and just beat you through execution. So that's also something that the Hokies are going to be wary of going in Friday night too.
John Laser, Mike Burnup, they will have the call right here on Sports Radio 910, the Fan 105.1 FM. Virginia Tech is trying to figure out things, and Duke is as well. And they had a game they opened up against Alabama, so we have to measure the opponent there. But they've had two games against inferior opponents where they look like they've sharpened things up. As you look at those two games, who or what has popped out, and especially what has popped out to you about Quentin Harris and the way he's playing?
Well, yeah, that's right. And it was kind of the same things that Quentin Harris was putting on tape last year when Daniel Jones was injured early in the season and they played down a couple of games. I think this much we know about Quentin Harris. He can beat you in a variety of ways, but if he's not pressured and he is comfortable back there, he can beat you with his arm and he can distribute the football. He's completing nearly 73% of his passes, which is indicative of his ability to do that, his ability to take the best available option, but it's also indicative of the fact that he's faced no pressure whatsoever over the last couple of weeks. So the Hokies are going to have to dial that up, Bud Foster is, whether that's with your defensive line or more than likely needing to bring help from the safeties, from the linebackers. You're going to have to see that because the Hokies know that Quentin Harris can hurt them if they don't get to him. They need to find out what he's capable or incapable of doing if they can.
Yeah, and Lace, I haven't broken down film, but just from reading, talking to a couple guys down there, seeing Coach Cutcliffe's comments, he's mentally so tough. And it, whether he runs the ball or throws the ball, he seems like a guy who majority of the time, if not all the time, always makes the right decision of what to do in the moment.
Yeah, and again, that's remarkably easier to do when you don't have any company in the backfield. We saw that with Anthony Brown from Boston College. You know, I don't think over the course of his career to this point you'd consider him pinpoint in terms of his throwing the football. He's gotten a lot better in that regard, but the Hokies were not able to make him uncomfortable at all in the first half, and all of a sudden he was throwing the football all over the place. So that's the fear. That's what you can't allow Quentin Harris to do, because without question, he's an exceptionally experienced and intelligent quarterback who also has the ability, we know, to beat you with his elusiveness. And if you get beat with his arm, then you're in trouble.
Fan or not a fan of Friday night college football?
Just in terms of my own personal schedule, I have no problem with it. If I was involved with high school football in the area, I wouldn't love it. Obviously, it throws a logistical wrench into things. I am a fan always of nighttime football inside Lane Stadium because it's awesome, and it will be awesome on Friday night in the lead up through the afternoon and into the game. And after a couple of noon starts, I'm very much welcoming a night start here in Blacksburg to just kind of get that full atmosphere and full environment. But with that said, I'd much rather it be on a Thursday or even a Saturday night.
Well, they're going to play it Friday night, and it does mean a lot. Virginia Tech and Duke, Lays, Mike Burnup with a call. I'll get the pregame started at 5:30, and I will see you in Blacksburg tomorrow night, my friend.
All right, buddy. Safe travels.